Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How many remember Jairus' daughter? What happened? Jairus came. His little daughter was at death's door, at the point of death, he said. Found Jesus. He said, Jesus, you got to come. Come down before my little child dies. And Jesus said, okay, here, let's go. And as they're going, anybody remember what happened? Yes. Now let's just stop right here. Is the man believing God? Will he believe God to go out and find him? And he believed God enough to follow him. Yes, sir. So things are going pretty good. How many think he's encouraged? Yes, sir. He must believe something's going to happen when Jesus gets to the house.
Yes, sir.
But before they could get there, here comes people from his house. He knows who they are, and he knows they wouldn't be there unless it's bad news. And he knows they wouldn't come lie to him about this. And they come and say, it's too late. Don't bother the master any further. It's too late. She's gone. I'm sorry, Jairus. She's gone. Now, he's had some faith. What does he need right now?
Patience.
What does he need?
Patience.
He needs something to go with his faith. He needs some endurance. Because is he being tried right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is his baby. He knows they wouldn't lie to him. What's happening with his emotions? What's going on with him? Oh, I'm telling you, he'd feel just like you would. Jesus turned and looked at him. Don't be afraid. Only believe. What's he saying?
Don't quit
me, Jairus. Don't quit me now. We've come this far. Don't quit me now. The reason I'm able to go this far is because you've been believing me. We need to go on. We need to go the rest of the way.
Yes.
We need to go on till it's done.
Yes.
And it's recorded that Jairus said, and that's what you need to say. When everything about you is screaming, oh my God, my baby's dead. Oh, what am I going to do? That's when you need to let patience work. And keep your mouth shut and get a hold of your feelings and control yourself and just look at you, looking unto Jesus, looking unto Jesus. We started this race, let's finish this thing. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. Just look at him and go, lead on, Master. It feels like it's too late. It looks like it's too late. It sounds like it's too late. We got scientific evidence to prove it's too late. But Jesus said, come on, let's go. Endurance. And how many know what happened? He trailed along behind Jesus and kept his mouth shut. How many know patience was working in that man? Oh, his endurance was working. It was working. But Jesus walked right on in there and called to her, and she rose up from the dead.
Yes, sir.
And a few minutes later, they're all sitting at the supper table with their baby. Eating. Fellowshipping. Why? Because he didn't quit. He wouldn't quit. His faith was working, but he let his patience continue to work. Just keep working. Just keep. Let patience have her perfect work. What's the result of it? What's the result of it? That you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. How do you get to that place? How do you get like that? Through faith and patience. Go with me, I think we can close, to Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter. Jesus is a finisher. Jesus said in John 4:34, don't turn there, you're going to Ecclesiastes 7. He said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work. He talked about the thing that satisfies me is doing the Father's will and finishing the work. This is Jesus' talk. Finishing the work. And how many know he went all the way? He went all the way. Did his patience get worked? Did his faith get tried? In the Garden of Gethsemane, sweating blood, being scourged, being nailed to the cross. He could have just said one word and got delivered off of that. But how many know he was working it? He was working his patience and working his faith. Working it. And finally, what did he say? It is finished. Aren't you glad he didn't get tired and quit before that point? Amen. Come on, aren't you glad that he didn't get weary and frustrated somewhere prior to that and go, hey, now this is enough. This is enough. No. Not until it's done. Not until it's done. And how many know if he'd do it for us? We ought to do it for him. Say it again, till it's done. Till it's done. What does diligence do? Diligence stays with it until it is done. Ecclesiastes, are you there?
Yes.
Seventh chapter. Are you ready to shout?
Yes.
Ecclesiastes 7. 7 and 8. What does it say?
Better
is the end of a thing than the beginning. Can anybody testify to that? Have you been around on the start of things and then have you stayed around and saw it through to the end of it? Is it true? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Better is the end. Now read the rest of it though. And what? The patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Be not hasty in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. And don't say, what's the cause that the former days were better than these? You do not inquire wisely concerning this. See, that is quitter talk. Quitter talk. Ah, the best days are behind me anyway. It'll never be as good as it was. You are reasoning and readying yourself to quit.
That's right.
Oh, I'm so mad. I'm tired of fooling with it. I'm wore out. I'm so weary. Besides that, I mean, my best days are already behind. I don't really have anything to look forward to. That is gross unbelief.
Amen.
He said, don't say that. When the Bible says don't say it, what should you do?
Don't say it.
So quit talking about that the good old days are better than anything else and the best is behind us. It's not true. It's not true. The path of the just shines brighter and brighter until the full day's sun. What does that mean? The best is in front of us. Our best days are ahead of us. Our greatest experiences in God are in front of us. Come on, somebody say glory to God. If we believe it, we have to be excited. You can't be depressed. How many have had some good things happen in your life? Well, what if by far better than that is in front of you? How could you be depressed? How could you be sad? But the devil's a liar. I said he's a liar. And he's persistent in trying to wear you down and wear you out. And he'll come and whisper in your ear, best is behind you. You passed your prime. You've seen your best days. I know y'all go over to that faith church and holler around about it, but you know the reality. And just get real and admit it. No, 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 no. This is reality.
Yeah.
This is reality. God is real. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And if I keep on seeking him and every morning get up with some expectation that he's moving in my life and it's going to get better and it's going to get even better, he will not fail. Cannot fail. Year after year clicked by, and Abraham did not see that son. But he wouldn't quit. Year after year went by, and Joseph went from bad to worse. Ruling and reigning. He's somebody's property. And then he's in the dungeon. I mean, how many think the devil told him, ain't no way. No way. Your little dream. But he wouldn't. That's what we read, we quoted to you earlier. It said, until the time of his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. He was working it. Somebody say, working it. Even when he belonged to Potiphar, he's working that patience. He still had, I mean, you think about it. When he comes into the prison and he talks to the baker and the butler, he says, why are you guys so depressed today? He's in the same jail they're in. He's been there longer than they have. How many know the man? He's in jail, but jail ain't in him. He's still got vision in him. He's still got faith. He is working it. He's working his faith. He's working his endurance, his persistence. He pops in. He's cheery in the jailhouse. I said, oh, man, cheer up. What you so down for? And I mean, it was long and it was cold and it was hard and it was rough. But one day, one day they came and said, hey, Joe. Get shaved quick. Hurry up. Pharaoh's calling. Right? And for the day was out. He was eating filet. And had on a $5,000 suit. And had two new Ferraris. And a 20-bedroom house. That morning, he ate in the jailhouse. He didn't quit. He wouldn't quit. He wouldn't give it up. He wouldn't turn it loose. And through faith and patience, he obtained. He inherited. He received through diligently staying after it and seeking God. All of his dreams came true. Somebody say, all his dreams came true.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks to God who gives me